Hello.
Hey, Sarah, it's Rodney here. I guess I know why you're calling.
Yeah, and Angelista.
Oh yeah, but I was wondering. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you were telling about the first part about heat, but I don't like really connect like one thing to the other. I don't know. Can you please?
Okay, so for Michelle,
mm-hmm.
I have a temp going to cover Mason tomorrow, but so her caregiver is going to be ready to start on Saturday.
Okay.
So she gave us that Katie person, and she went for her TB. We're just waiting on the results, and then as soon as that comes in tomorrow, I'll update the status so that way you can enter, or I'll enter it into the schedule. But she's going to be covering Saturday and Sunday moving forward.
Perfect. But
okay.
The two questions for
mm-hmm.
that. Do you know? I mean, I don't know because I don't know if we will have to do any further work with Katie if the results are somehow.
No, it won't be. It won't be. It'll be fine.
But we don't know if Katie is available for this weekend, do we?
No, we do. I've spoken to her.
Okay, I got
you. Yeah.
And the second question that I have, second question that I have is the first part of your notes, like saying, like, please explain to the client something to do with
you. Oh, because she gets crazy about us sharing information with the caregivers. I understand that. But she needs to understand that they sign a HIPAA contract saying, HIPAA is like the law saying
mm-hmm.
that you know what it is.
Yes.
So they have to sign that contract, and we have to discuss the patient with them, and we have to, and if a caregiver calls out or if there's a staffing need, we have to coordinate it with the other caregivers. So I'm not sure what exactly she's saying she doesn't want shared with the caregivers.
No, I mean, like, the only thing that she is mostly requesting is, like, she doesn't want to have different people on the same weekend because she's hard, like, she doesn't want to train one day, one the other day.
I understand that, but
it's just a little psycho.
Katie's not ready tomorrow, but I do have coverage for her tomorrow, so she doesn't have to train her necessarily. She's going to be there to make sure that if she needs help, she's there to help her.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. No,
like I said, Katie's going to be her permanent weekends, and she already knows her, so I'm not sure if she what she's talking about having a interview or whatever. So.
Okay. All right, I got you.
I would call her, but I'm not.
No, it's okay. I will take that part.
Thank you.
Do you know anything about Delilah? The one for Blonde and Murphy. I'm gonna work on that, but like this
the one
girl.
For Blondell?
Yeah, you were telling someone
Maya?
Temporarily. Delilah. I don't know.
Oh, Delilah Clinton.
Yeah, the one Clinkfield. With Clinton. That's mm-hmm. the one.
Okay.
Had she told you anything about that? Because our leader just told me she just filled for unemployment, and I'm like, okay, but you were actually here.
She just what?
She failed unemployment.
She failed unemployment?
Yeah, I mean, she filled out the unemployment form, you know, like, for us.
Oh.
So our leader is, like, asking, and I say, okay, but so far
she hasn't said anything to me as far as I know, but let me... I'll look at my messages and everything and see if she mentioned anything, but nothing's coming to mind.
No, I got you. So in any cases, I guess we might need someone for Blondo, but I'll work on that. I will work on that first, and I'll talk to you if anything is needed, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, Sarah. Bye-bye.
All right.